Cum se vede această criză politică de la Chișinău, unde există pe moment două guverne, guvernul Filip și guvernul Sandu? Cum vedeți dumneavoastră ceea ce se întâmplă pe scena politică din Republica Moldova?
So what concerns the legitimate situation, that it is quite obvious there is one legitimate government that has been elected last Saturday by the parliament. Clearly, the time for choosing a government was not expired for two reasons. One, the Constitution of Moldova speaks about 3 months after the election and not 90 days, as the Constitutional Court in the pocket of the usurpers has arbitrarily interpreted. It's 3 months, not 90 days. But also, clearly, the Constitution says that the president of the country may dissolve the parliament after 3 months. So he doesn't have to. So clearly, the decision of the government about the new, about the parliament, about the new government, was constitutionally correct. Therefore, as the European Union, the Council of Europe, the OSCE, the Russian government, the American government, and many European governments together and individually expressed, Moldova has one legitimate government led by the Prime Minister Maia Sandu.
Blocul acum și PDM rămân pe aceleași poziții în raport cu ultimele decizii politice adoptate de Parlament și de Curtea Constituțională. Ce ajutor poate oferi Occidentul pentru a fi depășit această criză din Republica Moldova?
First of all, as I said, the West has expressed its support to the legitimate government, the United Nations, the European Union, but also the pan-European organization I have spoken out. The that is a big support, obviously, but also with its vast financial resources, the European Union obviously can and will help the people of Moldova after the democratic order has been restored, with support to in this process, as well as financial support for a quick economic recovery. And I will be the biggest advocate of such support in case the democratic order gets restored. We have to remember that since this oligarchic power has set up around 2013, Moldovans, the people, had to suffer the burden of the robbery of the century, as it is labeled, the banking scheme that exploded after this, which cost 10% of the national income of Moldova, and because the Plahotniuc government did not follow the European path, financial support from the European Union has been reduced very substantially. So obviously, when democratic order gets restored, the European Union will be very quick to reestablish financial support to Moldova.
Această decizie adoptată de guvernul Filip referitor la transferarea ambasadei Republicii Moldova în Israel dintr-un oraș în altul poate fi de folos guvernării PDM?
Well, the international community, including the Americans, see through this measure. This is a desperate last-minute measure to to please the Americans and sweeten them to their side. Obviously, the Moldovan government will want to have a very strong cooperation with the United States, and I am sure that the new government is going to consider its options regarding the embassy in Israel. particularly that there are many Moldovans in Israel, some of them in high political positions. So Moldova will have a very strong alliance with the United States and a very, very strong cooperation with Israel under the Sandu government. I am pretty sure, but it will be a much more fundamental, principled approach than kind of ad hoc. When you are in trouble, you throw this pill to the United States. That is not the way to conduct a state policy of a self-respecting nation.
Se vorbește foarte mult că Republica Moldova este la o răscruce și că s-ar decide dacă țara va continua apropierea de Uniunea Europeană sau apropierea de Federația Rusă. Dumneavoastră credeți că chiar se hotărăște acum acest destin al Republicii Moldova încotro cu estul sau cu vestul?
What I would like to say is that the supporters of Plahotniuc's oligarchic regime have argued in the last days that this is Dodon's pro-Russian government. First of all, let me remind those people that it was Mr. Plahotniuc who has supported Dodon to get elected as president, as we all know. Second, this is not Mr. Dodon's government. This is a coalition government addressing the main challenge, which is oligarchic government. Third, I heard Minister Nicu Popescu, after his talk with President Dodon, expressed that they have an agreement on continuing the European course of Moldova, continuing the association agreement, and even more to fulfill the association agreement now after eliminating the political obstacles to it. So I am very, very sure that under this government, European integration will dramatically improve and accelerate. You see, Europe has values. Oligarchy is not a European value, so an oligarchy government will never be able to follow a European path. An oligarchy government inevitably, sooner or later, will fall into the hands of the Russians. This is the logic of politics for people who see a little bit beyond their nose.
Atât domnul Dodon cât și domnul Plahotniuc își aduc învinuiri reciproce că ar fi vrut să vândă rușilor federalizarea Republicii Moldova. Cine ar dori la modul serios federalizarea Republicii Moldova?
Look, Valentina, the federalization is a Russian device to give an outsized role to Transnistria in the governing mechanisms of the re-established whole Moldova. So, and that is, of course, not right, and it should be resisted. And I don't think for any moment that this current government would want to go that way. What is, I have been dealing with the Transnistrian conflict for very long. What is very right is to give far-reaching autonomy to Transnistria. They have lived de facto with such very far-reaching autonomy. They should have that autonomy, but in the vital issues of the nation, they should have a proportional role, or okay, maybe a little more than proportional, but not like the Cossack Memorandum gave them basically half and half, and also very extensive veto rights. There cannot be any return to the Cossack Memorandum. That has to be very clear, and I'm pretty sure that with Maia Sandu and Popescu and Andrei Popov in government, these people are very competent in understanding what should be done. So no federalization in this way, in the Russian way, to Moldova, far-reaching autonomy to Transnistria. Yes, I am advocate of that. And the second point I want to say about the Transnistrian settlement is that, you know, when Moldova will undergo deep reforms that it has not done so far, meaning justice reform, independent judges, independent prosecution, not arbitrary prosecution as it is now, and also to an extent during the Voronin times it was. If you have a decent justice, then the Transnistrians will feel that it's good to be part of the Moldovan state because the state protects me. But if this reform doesn't happen, how can somebody make the Transnistrians believe that it's good to belong to Moldova? So for the Transnistrian settlement, the first thing to do is to reform the Moldovan state very fundamentally, much more fundamentally than the task was 10 years ago, because now the situation is much worse.
Dar faptul că Moscova susține acest guvern format dintre socialiștii pro-ruși și blocul acum pro-occidental, ar putea Moscova să ceară de la această alianță orice își dorește?
This is not a Dodon government. This is a coalition government of different parties, where the prime minister is not Dodon's prime minister, and the minister of foreign affairs is not Dodon's minister of foreign affairs. Therefore, I am very sure that there is going to be a very balanced approach. Moreover, I think that President Dodon will also draw the lesson from taking his course so far in the direction of Russia. It was a tactical move from him, but this was a tactical move that burned himself. So I am sure that he himself will be much more balanced in a situation where he's not playing the role that Plahotniuc has given him to be the pro-Russian, and that, so that Plahotniuc can be the pro-European. Now it's going to be real. It's going to be a pro-European government, but one that wants to establish a good relationship with Russia. Russia has a chance here to behave responsibly and through this establish a bridge towards Europe. Because if Russia here behaves responsibly, doesn't want to cheat, as it often is the case, but really allows far-reaching reforms and a good cooperation between the European integration part of the government and the Russia-friendly part of the government, Moldova indeed can be a very good test case for Russia becoming more responsible in the international scene. So I see for Russia here a good opportunity to be responsible and to accept that Moldova has a natural European path, and at the table, the modalities of the newly emerging Moldova can be discussed. But the European integration is the chosen path of the Moldovan people that Russia will also have to respect if it doesn't want to again burn itself.
După toate cele ce se întâmplă în Republica Moldova, PD mai rămâne a fi o forță cu viziuni pro-europene?
Valentina, in English there is a very nice saying to answer this question. If you have such friends, you don't need enemies. So I have never ever found Mr. Plahotniuc's Democratic Party, a pro-European party, exactly because since I started to work in Moldova 2007, I followed the wisdom that the style of governance defines whether somebody is pro-European or not, and not slogans. The style of governance. And Plahotniuc clearly built up his own personal power And there is nothing European and nothing pro-European in oligarchic power. Blahatnyuk has never been pro-European. He has always pretended to be pro-European. So for me, what is going on now is not the smallest surprise. It's logical. It has never been pro-European. He sold himself as pro-European, and unfortunately, during the 2015 demonstrations, both the Romanians and the Americans yielded to this geopolitical cheat. It was a geopolitical cheat. And this cheat has run out its time. Everybody now sees what I saw exactly already then. And this is the end of the road for him. He should negotiate a peaceful transfer of power with the government. That's my message to him. He should yield and negotiate a peaceful transfer of government to the legitimately elected government of Maia Sandu.
Ce mesaj aveți pentru cetățenii Republicii Moldova, pentru că o parte din simpatizanții Partidului Democrat continuă să protesteze în fața instituțiilor statului? Maia Sandu și guvernul pe care îl conduce zic că lumea ar trebui să-și păstreze calmul și dacă se ajunge să vină și simpatizanții lor în stradă să fie proteste pașnice. Ce mesaj aveți pentru populația Republicii Moldova?
I am very impressed by Prime Minister Sandu's combination of fierce, brave, uncompromising and uncorruptible stature with wisdom with which she has called on people to be calm, but also to be ready to protect democracy. I think this is the right path. And she's acting very honorably and also very practically. So I would think that the best way for the Moldovan people to listen to her and to follow her, because she is the protector at the moment, the main protector of democracy and a better future for prosperity. That is what Maia Sandu is, and her government is promising. And the first step to this is to eliminate the oligarchic distortions of the state that has been built up in the last 6 years.